Think with me about the Titanic. Built in and set sail in 1912, April 10th, 1912. They said it was unsinkable. 2,200 people booked passage on this ship. There were Rich, owner of Macy's department store, Isidore Strauss and his wife Ida, John Jacob Astor and his pregnant second wife, Madeline. She was a survivor. There were poor. Of the 2,200 people that were on board that ship, 1,300 of them were passengers, 900 were crew. Of the 1,300 passengers, 700 of those were in third class. That would have been the poor on the Titanic. When the ship went down, 1,500 souls went into eternity. They were having a grand time. They had just booked passage on a ship. We're coming to the new world, coming to America. But things changed. One wonders, were they prepared to leave this world that day when they hit that iceberg on April 14th, 1912? 1,500 went into eternity. The World Trade Center. Just another day. Many people worked in the World Trade Center. Between the two towers, between the Pentagon, and between what happened in Pennsylvania, 2,996 people perished as a result of that terrorist attack that day. Many people were just going through their lives. Many people were just going to work. Many people were just traveling. The two planes that hit the towers, the ones that crashed at the Pentagon and the one that crashed in that field in Pennsylvania, these were people just traveling. Had no idea this would be their last day on earth. And one wonders, were they prepared to go into eternity on that day? Boat fire, California, just recently, this past Monday, 34 people lost their lives in a tragic, tragic boat accident. They were there scuba diving. Reports I heard on many news reports, they were only 20 yards from shore, but 34 people were below deck. It's assumed, unsure at present, but it's assumed that the fires had blocked the only exit from beneath the ship where they were, beneath the boat where they were sleeping. 34 people lost their lives. 34 people. Were they prepared to meet God? They enjoyed scuba diving. That's what they were doing. They weren't looking and expecting that that would be their last night on earth, and 34 people died and have stood before the Lord in judgment and are now in eternity in the Hadean realm. Brother Don Blackwell spoke at Paul Sheen the pulpit. He's alive, paralyzed though. Severed spinal cord from a ATV accident that he went through, that he endured. Said he don't remember it. The preacher that was there when the accident happened said when he got to him, he thought he was dead. Said he couldn't breathe. His sternum was cracked. His spinal cord severed. His wife, who was on the four-wheeler with him, had a cracked vertebrae as well, but she recovered. Brother Blackwell, though, after the shock of being most likely paralyzed for the rest of his days, will never walk. Faithful gospel preacher is going to use this as a means to teach people the gospel. Actually, the idea for this Devo came from hearing him at Paul Sheen the pulpit. If you haven't heard the lesson he gave at Paul Sheen the pulpit, go to YouTube and look up Paul Sheen the pulpit, Don Blackwell, and listen to his sermon. If you have someone you're trying to convince to obey Christ, let them listen to that. Encourage them to listen to that message he preached that evening down in Sevierville, Tennessee. But he said as he reflected on what had happened to him, he's paralyzed the rest of his days. But he said, we don't know what tomorrow holds. They were having a wonderful time, had a picnic, riding a four-wheeler. Don't know what caused the four-wheeler to flip. But he said this. He said, at any moment, any of us could die and it could be too late. And how I was living a moment before, that is going to be the only thing that will matter. He did not think that he would almost die that day. He did not think that he would be paralyzed. Yes, he lived. But he said, what would it have been like if he'd have lifted up his eyes after that accident in eternity? It has caused him to reflect on anything in his life that might be held against him when he stands before the Lord, as should we all. You know, life is brief. Remember what James said in James 4, verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Life is short, to be sure. Life is uncertain. Indeed it is. Now these were great accidents. Some of us may die in our beds. We've all heard of those that have went to bed and not opened their eyes the next morning, sometime during the night, has left this world and stood before God in judgment. Were they prepared? Are we prepared? Should that happen to us tonight? Are we prepared if we leave this building this evening and have a fatal car accident? I'm not wishing ill on anyone, just being realistic. Life is uncertain. Remember, David had said in a different context, but it's not entirely true, there's but a step between me and death. There's just a step between us and eternity. We are one heartbeat away from being in the Hadean realm. Now, whether we will die in whatever circumstance, whatever situation, be it in a bed, be it with our family gathered around us, will it be us being alone? Will it be from a terror attack? Will it be from some kind of accident? Will it be from some kind of terrorist attack? Will it be from whatever the case may be? We will die short of the Lord's return, brothers and sisters. At some point, be it near or far, we will all die. Are we prepared? Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. It is a short time. But as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment, the Hebrews writer said, Hebrews 9, verse 27, death is certain short of the Lord's return, as I said. We need to be prepared. Brothers and sisters, spiritual Israel, if we are prepared, we need to stay prepared. Examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. That's not saying whether we are Christians or not. That is saying examine ourselves, whether we are living in accordance with the faith, the system of faith, the gospel. Remove anything in our lives that may be held against us in eternity. Make those corrections now, because after death it'll be too late. Be thou faithful unto death. Yeah, be faithful even if it costs you your life. True. But it also carries the import of be thou faithful until life leaves us. When our lips are sealed in death, and chills the form, and the spirit separates from the body, and as I said, we go into eternity. Brothers and sisters, be thou faithful. We need to examine ourselves. We need to be prepared for eternity at a moment's notice, both now and tomorrow and always until we do leave this mortal walk. If there is someone here this evening, if my words will not encourage you to obey the gospel, if that is your need, I encourage you to listen to the message of Brother Don Blackwell as he considers these things and how he suffered, how that he reflected on his life here, now, and so forth. And brothers and sisters, I encourage that as well. Listen to his message. But if there's someone here that needs to obey the gospel this evening, you're not promised tomorrow. Death may come tonight, or in the morning, or many years. We don't know. But you need to be prepared. Jesus said, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Must repent of a life of sin. Luke 13, verse 3, Jesus said, repent or perish. Matthew 10, verse 32, Jesus said, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. That is a verbal confession, the good profession, as we read of in the New Testament. But not making that confession and acting upon it. Remember, Jesus said in the very next verse, if you will deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10, verse 33. And one must be baptized. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, verse 16. All of those are the words of Jesus. If you have a red letter Bible, they're in red. These are the commands of Jesus. This is the plan of salvation. Read the book of Acts. It is this plan of salvation that is enacted and is preached by the apostles. That is the gospel, the good news that one can have their sin forgiven. And be thou faithful unto death. Revelation 2, verse 10. Stay prepared to meet God in judgment. Maybe you have obeyed the gospel in time past and you have left the Lord. Turned your back on God, the Son, the message of the Holy Spirit found in the words of the New Testament, the church, you have turned your back on brothers and sisters that have loved you, you have went out into the world and you have lived according to the world and now you want to come back. You can do that this evening. If you're an erring child of God that has obeyed the gospel, you through penitence and prayer can come back to the Lord. If it's of a public nature, you need to repent publicly and pray God that your sin might be forgiven you. And we will pray with you and we will pray for you as you pray to the Heavenly Father in your public confession of sin and transgression this evening and be restored to the Lord's church. And again, be prepared. If you have left the Lord and not come back in penitence and prayer, erring child of God, you are not prepared. Whatever you need, come forward as together we stand and we sing.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Bear your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Bear your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your get raptured, so will you. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.